Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing you expert analysis on what the new CAP deal means for you and your farm payments.
But first, rising rents and property prices make us all conscious of how important it is to have a home for your family where everyone can thrive. Two reports in the spotlight this summer have shown how particularly difficult it is for travellers to find a home and avoid homelessness. Maureen Ward is an Irish traveller from County Offaly, and with the help of the approved housing body Kina, her extended family has designed their own group accommodation in consultation with the local authority. And I went along to find out how life-changing this experience has been.
This is my new home. And next door to me, my sister lives. And then next door to her, in number two, is Michael, the eldest of the family. And Charlie then lives on in number one, which is the five-bedroom house. The three of us have got a two-bedroom bungalow, and Charlie got a five-bedroom because he has children and that. Outside here, we have our rose bush that's grown, that used to belong to my mother. She planted it originally, and we keep transplanting it everywhere we go. And beside that is our beautiful grotto that Kina, as part of the plan with Kina and the local authority here in Offaly, I designed it and they built it for me. It's a statue of Our Lady of Fatima and the three children, and we have candles lighting there for the sick and for the dead and for family and friends, really, anyone that needs our prayers. And we have planter boxes then outside rather than a front garden because we were looking for something low maintenance. Come on in, Brendan, I'll show you around the house.
Okay.
Well, there's Penny now, and Penny usually barks at strangers, so feel privileged there now she's not barking at you.
And Maureen, tell me first of all a little bit about the Ward family.
There was 14 of us, 7 boys and 7 girls. 3 lads have passed away and my parents passed away. But we're a close family and we keep in contact with each other. As you can see from my photographs on the wall, memories of, you know, my family and friends, both the living and the dead. And as you can see there on the top of the press there, that's a wagon my mother built.
Yeah.
And she made that by hand.
Wow.
And she made 14 of them all together. Horses mean a lot to us. I have ornamental horses, and even on my rugs is a wagon and a horse, because I was actually born in a wagon.
When the consultation process was going on with you and your families as to the type of accommodation that you would want, can you give me any examples of what you asked for and what you have?
Well, Brenda, if you want to come out here into the yard,
yeah.
I'll just show you. This is my backyard.
Oh, wait, hang on. Yeah.
Mind a step there now?
Yeah.
I had asked for hardcore on, what did it say, cement in the yard. And also we asked for permission to keep a caravan or trailer in the backyard so that we were able to go off during the summer and that. We had asked for a shed for holding storage of sentimental stuff. Keepsakes belonging to my mother, my father and my brothers that have passed away. They're more sentimental value than actual money value.
I know.
Well, Brenda, if we take a walk
up
along here to Charlie's and this Nora's house here. This one is Michael's house.
Can you compare to before where you were living to now as a family?
Well, I suppose the only difference is that, because we've always kind of been together as such and travelled together, is that we're in a permanent space now and we can make it our own. We know that this is our space and we design it the way it's comfortable for us. If you want to come in here now to Charlie's, and I know they know that you're around,
yeah.
But I'm going to bring you through to Charlie's, kind of unannounced, as they say, but you're
okay,
grand.
Okay, thanks very much.
Yeah, so.
Beautiful
Hello.
Home. Hello.
Brenda, this is my brother Charlie.
Hi,
Charlie. Charlie, this is Brenda.
How are you, Brenda? Nice to meet you too, Brenda.
And tell me a little bit about your new home here.
It's lovely.
Before you got this house, where were you? Were you in comfortable surroundings?
No, I was in the Halton site, Kilcrutton Halton site. no way as nice as this. Different atmosphere altogether.
What were the important things for you and your tradition and your family to make you happy here?
Well, to me was to be allowed to bring what was sentimental to me. These two horse boxes, I had to get rid of one. They were belonged to my mother, God rest her. And this cartwheeler was belonged to a brother of mine. So I brought these with me. Sentimental value to me. I prefer to go myself than to leave them go.
So what's that, Charlie?
This is my rooster. I keep him out because he makes too much noise.
So you've a rooster and a few chickens.
I'm allowed to have 12 chickens. Just the 12, no more than 12.
And was that important to you when you were getting the house together? Why was it? Can you explain it to me?
Well, you see, I've had chickens since I was 7 years old. I've had my first chickens, and I've had them ever since. Most of them is ones that I bred off, ones that was blanked of my brother's. They've passed away. So I've been keeping the breed of them chickens alive for
and
the last
the 30
breed? Years. Well, it's just ones we had 30 years ago. Them would be like family.
Yeah.
I've had the great grannies of them.
And so what does it bring to your life to have them around your home?
Oh, I wouldn't last out here without them. It's just like force of habit. I've always had chickens.
Also, what you're looking after the chickens and that is also a way for travellers to keep their mind occupied, and it's good for their mental health.
Mm.
And it's not going to be a boring day, because with chickens, you have to be looking after them the whole time.
So am I getting the impression, Charlie, that place for you to have your chickens in this new house was really important?
Yeah, very, very important for me. Like I said, if I wasn't allowed the chickens, I wouldn't really want to come here myself. I wouldn't want to come here. Yeah. Because we're not allowed carts. We're not allowed sulkies. We're not allowed a pony in here. As long as I have my chickens, that's the main thing. I've had them for years. Like, people wouldn't believe me, but we had a chicken before. I have them up in my attic at the moment. He died, like, we were in Tullamore. We went all the way down to Wicklow, and it was something like €350 it was for to get him stuffed, right, just so that we'd have him. Most of all we wanted was for me to have beloved me chickens, and we to have a caravan in case that we wanted to go out for the summer. Do you know what I mean? And with the prices of caravans as well, if you have one, you're better off to hold on to it, because you won't get another one cheap.
Talk to me about who's in your house, Charlie. There's nobody here at the moment.
No.
No.
See, today's such a lovely day, like everyone has gone. Like, the kids didn't have many friends, said back a year or 2 years ago, because they wouldn't bring their friends into the site. But now up here, they have more friends than you can count. Like, it's a good atmosphere for the sea. Something like that when I'm not used to seeing it with them, that they're managing to mix with the settled people without any arguments or anything going on with them.
My mother would be very, very happy that we are here now after all the years that she looked for accommodation for her family, and she's looking down on us thinking, well done.
And that was Maureen Ward there, ending my report from County Offaly.